Good morning. It is Labor Day, but you know what? The world keeps moving, and it keeps moving pretty fast, too. Hi, I'm Tom Davis. Welcome aboard. Friend of ours. We've known each other for a whole year, Pam Crawford.
Yes, we have. I was one of your first interviews last year.
That's true. And we were talking about the Girl Scouts also as well.
That's correct.
Now, we've got a lot of things going on, but first of all, cookies.
It's not cookie season. Cookie season's really a springtime event. Yep. So begins late January, early February. And cookies were tough this year for our girls with
tough cookies.
COVID.
Yeah.
For the girls, the COVID-19 shut things down about spring break time. And that is one of their largest sale weeks because they're able to get out. They go other places. They have their booths. So, but those girls will be back next February, January, and they'll have them. But in the meantime, I came bringing cookies for you, MK1. So there's your cookies. The office always keeps a few around so that when we go places, we can thank people with a box of cookies.
Oh, well, thank you.
In this case, 5 boxes of cookies.
5 boxes. Tom's having lunch. No, I'm kidding. But thank you very much. Very generous.
Well, thank you for having us on this morning. We appreciate it.
Now, we've got the Girl Scouts of Eastern Oklahoma. Tell us a little bit about the history and the mission of the Girl Scouts.
Okay, well, the Girl Scouts it's all about building girls of courage, confidence, and character who make the world a better place. Girl Scouts were founded in 1912 in Savannah, Georgia, and they first started in Bartlesville in 1914, so just 2 years later. And one of the things, going back to the cookies again, that the first recorded cookie sales were in Muskogee, Oklahoma in 1917.
USA,
yeah. And there's a really cool statue down in Muskogee. Back in 2017, we had a 100th anniversary party down there, and that was a lot of fun. And I made a round trip to Muskogee one evening to get down there and see the statue and see the activities and stuff. So that was really a fun way to celebrate that anniversary. Girl Scouts of Eastern Oklahoma covers all of the eastern part of the state, from the border of Oklahoma, Texas, all the way up here to the border at Oklahoma and Kansas. And so it's 30 counties, and it serves about 10,000 girls and volunteers. Our office is in Tulsa. We do have a small service unit office here, but right now there's nobody in that office on a full-time basis. But the troops can use the building that was built. The building's been there a while, but we enhanced the building about 20 years ago, and it's still there and can be used for different things. It's about time for girls to join troops, starting in kindergarten through 12th grade. So there's lots of opportunities here in town for people to get involved there. We have a camp also here in Bartlesville, Washashi. It has been around for over 50 years. And in fact, this particular fundraiser that we're going to talk about today also has been instrumental in repairing the pool, actually building a new pool at Washashi in the last 5 to 6 years. And it's fabulous. I got to go out there about a year ago and see it. It's got a handicap access for it, a gentle slope, so people can get in even if they've got mobility issues and use the pool. So I was on the board at that time when we were working on it. I'm now just a committee member for the fundraiser here in Bartlesville, but I was on the board, and I'm real proud of the work we did during that time period to get that pool put in.
Wonderful. This is going to be kind of exciting to get to that goal.
It was exciting to get to that goal and get that one out there. It was hard on the summer camps that we have at Washashi not to have a pool for a couple of years.
I bet it was.
You know, kids like to get wet in the summer. And in Oklahoma, when it's hot, a pool's a great place to cool off.
Oh, indeed. So, indeed. I can't think of anything better.
Yeah.
Now, this event that we have coming up, this is a nice tradition, Pearls on the Prairie.
Yeah, Pearls on the Prairie. The pearls are because Juliet Lowe, when she started the Girl Scouts, she ended up selling a family strand of pearls to fund the Girl Scouts. And so Girl Scouts like to wear pearls. They like to, we name some of our events talking about pearls. We're very excited. We are up west of town at Timber Oaks Wedding and Events Center, which is a lovely place.
It is very nice.
And the doors can go up, so we'll have breeze going through, which is why we're going ahead and having our event. You know, a lot of the nonprofits here in town mm-hmm. have gone to virtual events or in some cases have had to cancel their fundraisers as a result of the coronavirus. Because we've got the space out there and we can have the air blowing through, we feel like we can have a socially distant, safe party. And so at this point, that's what we are going to do. We've got a food truck coming in from Smoke and Gumbo.
Wow, and that's my favorite.
Is it? Oh, I have not had it yet, so I'm excited to get to try it.
You'll love it.
Okay, great. So we'll have a food truck that'll be serving the food for us. Mm-hmm. And we're really excited this year that Anjanette Webster and the Evolution are going to play the music for us. So we'll have a little jazz music and a little New Orleans food and have Pearls on the Prairie.
Well, there you go. I tell you what, that sounds like a great combination. And you know what? You picked the best spot in order to have this with these conditions, or really with any conditions, because it is just so open and it's just so beautiful out there.
It is. It's a gorgeous sight. Mm-hmm. Keith has done a fabulous job with mm-hmm. that place and adding on to it. I remember this is the third year that we've gone out to mm-hmm. to Timber Oaks, and I remember getting a tour the first time and just really was impressed. And I tell any of my friends that are thinking about a daughter or a son getting married, I say, don't forget about Timber Oaks out there if you're looking for a small wedding, because that is a gorgeous location, and he's done a great job with it.
Now, I understand we're not going to have a silent or a live auction this year, but we're going to do things a little different, correct?
Yeah, again, trying to be safe about this is, you know, a silent auction, everybody's got to pick up the pen and write their name down and how much they're bidding, and we're going, I don't think so.
No.
And, we also didn't go after looking for the really huge auction items that you need to do a live one, although those are always so much fun.
They are.
And Roger Skelly has done the auction for us the last two or three years, and he always makes that fun, too. We decided it would just be better to do the raffle tickets, and mm-hmm. so they're $10 a piece. Or you can get six for $50, and we'll have bowls that you can drop them in for the different prizes that we've got available. We've got eight different items that we're going to have in it. We've got a Kate Spade purse and wallet duo.
Nice.
We've got a Warby Parker gift card and a Kendra Scott necklace. We've got some tickets for the Performing Arts Center in Tulsa, along with food and a stay at a hotel, thanks to Spears Travel. We've got a hotel stay down in Tulsa that Spears has given us. Actually, in a very unique situation, we have something we even think the men might want to go put a raffle ticket in for. We've got a DeWalt hammer drill driver kit and a brushless impact driver kit and a random orbit sander, all by DeWalt. This was donated for an event in Tulsa that for the Girl Scouts that didn't happen, so they are letting us use it up here. So, gentlemen, that sounds like something they might want to put their ticket into.
I'm visualizing a space in my garage.
Oh, good. Moxie's here on second. Christy's giving us a basket. We appreciate that. Osage Casino's giving us something. Keepsake Candles is giving us something. And we also have an experience. So if you don't want to take something home, if you don't have a spot in your garage, okay?
Yeah.
All right. You could get 2 hours at an axe throwing place in Tulsa along with dinner. And I'm going, axe throwing. I've been told this is really fun, but I've never done it.
And somewhat therapeutic from what I hear.
I've heard the same thing. It might get some of your tension and aggression out from this isolation we find ourselves in.
Yes. You really do have something for everyone.
We hope so. We hope everybody can find something in that list that they might want to put a raffle ticket in on.
Now, what are the going rates for the tickets for the event?
They are going to be $45.
Okay.
There also are sponsorships available, so they need to get a hold of the Girl Scout office, so gseok.org. Uh-huh. And I do have a phone number, 918-745-5201. I don't think they're there today.
No.
There are still tickets available, and we'd love to have more people join us and listen to Anjanette and eat food from Smoking Gumbo, and we have wine tasting this year.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That
it was funny. I mentioned it, that we were going to have wine tasting in front of Keith, the owner of Timber Oaks. He says, wait a minute, you've done whiskey the last couple of years. I said, well, we got to do something different. So this year it will be wine tasting from Scout and Cellar.
Oh, there you go. Very nice. So, very nice. Now, I understand we have some new uniform, new designs coming up.
Yeah. That was a surprise to me when I saw that here a week or two ago on the news. As I was telling you before we started, I don't have young children, so I don't keep up with what's happening with the girls. But yeah, they have designed a new uniform. It's not those little. It's not the green thing I wore 50 years ago. And it has the vest and the sash have a spot in it that will hold an iPhone. It really talks about how much technology has impacted even our young people, that their Girl Scout uniform needs to have a place for the phone.
I'll be.
because I can say that there's certain times when I haven't put on the right dress or the right pants, and then I've had to hold my phone the whole time.
Oh, man. Well, I understand we have some new leadership on the national scene?
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. Sylvia Acevedo, I may have just butchered that, she has retired a couple weeks ago, and we now have an interim CEO at the national level, and her name is Judith Batty, and she is a lifelong Girl Scout. She's been a board member. She's been in the corporate world. She is the first Black CEO of the Girl Scouts. Sylvia was Latina. And
she was also a rocket scientist.
She was a rocket scientist.
That's not a joke, folks.
She really was a rocket scientist. And really helped the Girl Scouts to become relevant for the 21st century. We have gobs of new badges that are related to STEM and the sciences. We've been able to partner with NASA. We are very fortunate in this Girl Scout Council that our CEO here for Girl Scouts of Eastern Oklahoma, Roberta Preston, developed a really great relationship with the national office when she came in. Mm-hmm. And Roberta has been with us now 10 years. Mm-hmm. That seems hard to believe, but she has been. And she was able to get us to be one of the test sites for a lot of the badges from the STEM world. So our girls have been very fortunate in this area to have that available to them. We also have figured out in the last 6 months how to do virtual Girl Scout troops. Google Meet or Zoom or whatever that technology is that they are going to use to try to stay connected.
Now, some of the things I saw in STEM here, a virtual hour of code. You can make a lot of money if you know how to code.
Yes.
You can make a really good living if you know that.
Yes.
Also, cybersecurity basics workshop. And if you've got a computer or even your smartphone, you need to know
how to
be safe.
You do. And so, you know, there are these different badges and programs that they are offering in the STEM world. They are highly applicable to what is going on in our world and what could be a possible career. You know, I stop and I look back on the 8 years I spent in Girl Scouts and the different badges I got to work on and the different things I got to try at camp or part of the reason I'm the one that comes and does the Girl Scouts is because I learned when I was in junior high that I could get in front of an audience and talk. I was the MC for a father-daughter banquet.
Wow.
And, so it doesn't bother me to get in front of a group and talk, or in this case, in front of a microphone that has a camera right over there. And it gives the girls a chance to try things and figure out what they do and they don't like to do vocationally. And I think that's really one of the benefits of the Girl Scouting program is the things that they get to try with other girls. And
that's important.
It is important. Yeah.
One of the things I saw in here is that 12 robotic teams serving girls of all ages. That used to be one of the things that, oh, yuck, boys do that. Well, you know what? I've seen some young ladies do the robotics. They have probably a little bit more fun with that.
Yeah.
And they come at it at a different angle. And the boys are just, whoa. Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah. We do have 12 teams across the council. And I know there's at least two here in Bartlesville, if I remember my information correctly. And it's an important way for them to get to try to do things.
And it's fun.
And it's fun. Well, and those robotics teams also teach teamwork. You know, I'll go back to my cookies for a second. You know, we talk about the cookies as a way to teach the girls entrepreneurial skills. Mm-hmm. They learn about marketing. They learn about finance because they got to keep track of their money.
Oh, yeah.
They learn about how to present themselves in public. So there's it's cookie literacy. You know, it teaches a lot. And so the robotics teamwork's huge. I spent my whole career with Phillips 66 on teams. I very rarely did something in total isolation.
Wow, and the whole world is that way too. You're going to be a part of a group one way or another when
That's
it
correct.
Comes to your professional life. Unless, of course, you're a sole entrepreneur, and even then, you're going to rely on others to help you out along the way anyway.
Well, and if you're a sole entrepreneur, you probably got customers that you got to learn how to interface with. And so that
you got to learn how to bond and work together.
That's correct.
Make everything great.
Yeah.
Wow, Pam, this is great. Again, how can people get a hold of the Girl Scouts to find out everything new and wonderful and also how to get those tickets to Pearls on the Prairie?
Again, the website is gseok.org, and that will have information on how to find troops. That'll have information on other events going on in the council, but you can also find a place to make a reservation for Pearls on the Prairie there.
Thank you very much, Pam.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All righty. Thank you. Again, right now it is 8:49, and we've got more coming up.
Is it time to start?